This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Democrats presented an article of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate on Monday night. A total of 10 House Republicans joined in with Democrats to vote in favor of impeachment. And impeachment is defined as to remove from power. More on yesterday's horrific killing in Indianapolis, Indiana. A teenager whose dad had just yelled at him for leaving the house without permission turned a gun on his family, killing five relatives. The alleged killer, who has not been named by authorities because of his age, was arrested Monday after cops tracked him down to the suburb of Plainfield, Indiana. His younger brother lived to tell authorities what happened. The Senate voted 84-15 to confirm Janet Yellen as the 78th Treasury Secretary on Monday. Yellen is the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary. Previously, she was on the Federal Reserve Board from 2014 to 2018. Born in Brooklyn, New York, Secretary Yellen is estimated to be worth $16 million. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The START treaty with Russia may need some adjustments, to be fair. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
In one of his administration's first foreign policy positions, President Biden indicated last week that he wanted to extend the new START treaty. Pentagon officials later said that the country was much safer with the nuclear arms production treaty in place. But some say that extending the treaty without any concessions from Russia would be a bad deal. Senator Tom Cotton believes that an extension without conditions is exactly what Vladimir Putin wants. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the treaty in its current form favors the Russians.
The number one priority for Vladimir Putin was an unconditional extension of the New START treaty because that treaty favors Russia. It does not cover the vast arsenal of tactical nuclear weapons that Russia has or some of its novel delivery systems like undersea delivery systems or nuclear-powered cruise missiles and hypersonic glide vehicles. That's why Vladimir Putin wanted it extended without condition.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The United States is calling out Russian leaders for their treatment of a political opposition leader. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The White House is calling for the unconditional release of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. More than 3,000 demonstrators calling for his release were arrested by Russian authorities over the weekend. Navalny, a major critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was detained last week when he returned to Moscow. He had been in Germany for several months, receiving treatment for a suspected poisoning with a nerve agent, something Navalny blames on the Kremlin. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called on Russia to release both Navalny and the protesters. She also called for an international investigation into Navalny's poisoning.
The arrest of opposition figure Alexei Navalny and the crackdown on protests that followed are troubling indications of further restrictions on Russian civil society. So I'll just reiterate our call from here on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Alexei Navalny. We also urge Russia to fully cooperate with the international community's investigation into the poisoning of Alexei Navalny and credibly explain the use of a chemical weapon on its soil.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
44-year-old Alexei Navalny is a member of the Russia of the Future Party. The Atlanta Braves on Tuesday will host a celebration of baseball legend Henry Aaron in a memorial service celebrating the life and enduring legacy of the late Hall of Fame and American icon. The event will be held at Truist Field in Atlanta and begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy Tuesday, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're going to jump right into this. Troy Anderson and Colonel David Giamona are back with us. They are authors of the book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, Battle-Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times. I know for some of you, you're hearing repeatedly End Times references, and you're going, well, is this really real? Are we being hyperbolic over this idea? Well, when you consider what is happening around you, and not just here in this country, but around the world, people are coming more into alignment and agreement that, in fact, we are at war right now. You've heard me mention before that Billy Graham, before his passing, who rarely commented on end times. The focus of his ministry was always about evangelism, and very little was said about end times. But I thought it was quite interesting that, probably a year before his passing, he did say, in fact, that we are in the last of the last days. Troy Anderson and Colonel Giamona, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
Bill, it's good to be with you again.
Well, excellent. Well, Troy, are you there?
Hi, Bill. How are you doing? It's great to be on the show.
Well, good. Good to have you back. Well, Colonel, lay this out for us. We see the signs, and like the brothers Issachar of Old Testament days that we read about, they were students of these signs, and we're told what's coming. And there should not be any doubt that it, in fact, is coming, that there will be an end of days, and that the coming of Jesus Christ's second coming will happen. God said it to be so already, as I mentioned in an earlier interview. Two-thirds, roughly, of Bible prophecy has been fulfilled to the dot and tittle, 1,000%. And we've got about a third left. So what are the chances that God will continue to bat 1,000% here, Colonel?
Oh, I think it's inevitable. You know, Bill, I was really hoping for 4 more years of reprieve with Donald Trump that to get our act together to help us, you know, get the church prepared and ready. But it's on us now. And there are so many things going on at so many different levels. You're exactly right. And, you know, I'm not a fearmonger, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. You can ask Troy that. But I can tell you one thing. There's no doubt we're living in the last of the last days. And, you know, a lot of the church, even church members, say, well, we've been talking about this for years, late great planet Earth back in the 70s. We've been doing this and that. And my answer is, look, you know what? The later the time, the more important is to understand we need to be prepared now for the coming of the Lord. So it's all being fulfilled as we speak.
Well, Troy, the first time Jesus came, it was hundreds of years that the Jews were expecting the Messiah. And even when the Messiah came, they couldn't, you know, they didn't recognize him. They didn't know him. Because there was a reason, as David was just saying, there's a reason for this time. It's a time of preparation so that we can get aligned with God's purposes. I thought, you know, what David had said about Donald Trump, I think going into this, I said people of faith are going to win either way because at the end of everything, Troy, you know, it's not about politics. You know, politics is an expression. I mean, there is a higher calling. And politics represents the things that rust and erode away, not eternity. And so this happening right now, no surprise to God himself. I believe it puts us on a faster track to the second coming and the last of the last days. What do you say?
You know, Bill, there are some interesting parallels between the time of Jesus and now. You know, just you know, back then, there's all these prophecies in the Old Testament that predicted Christ's first coming, and yet, you know, the religious leaders of that day, you know, missed all those signs and ultimately, you know, participated in the crucifixion of Christ. And today, you know, for the last decade, I've been investigating this question. Are we truly moving into these end-time events? You know, as you mentioned, I've done over 200 interviews of major faith leaders, including Billy Graham, who said signs of the end of the age are converging for the first time since Jesus made those predictions. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're watching unprecedented events today unfolding, you know, with the loss of freedoms, with, you know, this pandemic and just a complete, you know, inversion of our Judeo-Christian foundations of our nation. And so a recent Lifeway poll said 9 in 10 pastors now see signs of the end times in current events. So so even the you know, the pastors are now coming out and saying that they believe this is really happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, Colonel, I think the pastors have to decide what side they're on. I mean, also research demonstrates that there is a divide within Jesus's church today. And the divide is, you know, either you're a conforming church, conforming to the culture, or you're a believing church and you believe that Jesus meant what he said.
Oh, absolutely, Bill. I mean, I'm talking to pastors all the time, either in person or via phone or a podcast. And there are a number of different beliefs out there where we are as far as, you know, are we going to go through the tribulation? Are we in the end times? Are we, you know, and when I tell people this, whether you're a preterist, which means you believe it all fulfilled back in 70 AD, excuse me, with the destruction of Jerusalem, or you're a futurist like myself, which I believe, you know, Jesus is coming back in the future for a church, you know, but we have to be prepared either way because look at what's going on in the world today. Preparation is key, and that's why we wrote the book, to get us prepared.
Well, exactly, because in any military operation, the ones that win are the ones that are most prepared, and you have to anticipate, you know, what the enemy is doing, and the enemy abounds, and it's quite clear, isn't it, Colonel?
Yeah, I mean, our whole chapter on knowing your enemy is quite interesting in light of what's going on today. In the military, you have to be ready for the enemy to throw a punch at you you weren't expecting. And so you have to be versatile, and you have to be mobile, and you have to be adaptive. And right now, the church is just barely beginning to wake up to the fact that, you know, the cancel culture is upon us. People want us to, you know, conform to their identity. There's going to be a lot of pressure on Christians in America to conform to the ideology of the left. So there are many things going on. Mm-hmm. And so preparation, if you're not ready in the military, that's why there is a book called First Battles. America has lost every first battle in its history. It's proven through a lot of research. And it's because they weren't prepared for the battle. They weren't ready. They weren't geared up and logistically ready for what was going to happen, and they lost those battles. I don't want that to happen to the church. that happened in Hitler's time in Germany, they succumbed to Hitler. I don't want that to happen here.
Well, we're talking with U.S. Army Chaplain Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson, authors of The Military Guide to Armageddon, and we'll go deeper yet in this next segment. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, it's still what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. That's First Principles here. It's about We the People. And whether we're talking politically or spiritually, it's still about God's creation. That's most important. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Colonel David Giamona, former U.S. Army chaplain, and Troy Anderson. Troy, of course, Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist, prolific author and writer and commentator himself. Troy, as you are going about the country and talking about the military guide to Armageddon, the question, what is the standout question from your audience that you're hearing about your book?
Yeah, this question that people are asking is, you know, are we really moving into these end time events? And if so, what do we need to do? So that's why we wrote this book, is taking, you know, decades of what the colonel learned in the military and in seminary and my journalistic, you know, experiences, and translating that into, you know, practical steps that, you know, believers can take to get ready, for, you know, whatever's coming next. I mean, we're seeing, you know, President Biden just issued this order directing, you know, officials to look into domestic terrorism threat. And so there's concerns that, you know, this could target Christians. This potentially could target evangelical Christians in light of all the sort of chaos going on. So this book sort of takes you through the making of a warrior process to teach you how to walk into supernatural power, protection, and provision of the Holy Spirit, which is going to be crucial to navigate, you know, the months and years ahead.
Mm-hmm. Colonel, I think it's rich that, you know, again, the bureaucracy and the way our political process works is you see lawlessness happening in the street and you want to have a committee on it and study the lawlessness. I mean, you see, this is what causes us to be reactive instead of proactive. I mean, this stuff has been happening in the streets for quite a while. And, you know, I was saying yesterday that, we ought to learn something, you know, from Wayne Gretzky, you know, the great hockey player. When he was asked, you know, what made him so unique and what gave him a special advantage, he says, well, I always looked not where the puck was, but where it was going. And I think that we need to embrace that, maybe in all our lives, is that, okay, I mean, you think about these signs that are happening there that are obvious to us, and we don't need to be like the Jews of Jesus' time that said, hey, give us a sign and we'll believe you. You know, I wake up every morning and I see signs of God. You know, I don't know what else we need to see. We see the lawlessness that's happening. In Isaiah, we were warned that there would be a day when that which is good would be called evil and evil good. And we're right smack dab in the middle of it. I mean, all these things that we were told that were going to happen are happening. And so for us to be in a reactive mode, I mean, shame on us. I mean, how smart are we after all?
No, Bill, you're exactly right. We cannot afford to be reactive anymore. Again, the church has been asleep at the wheel for a long time. And I just walked into a mega church the other day. And there's nothing wrong with the message. You know, they're talking about finances and getting your finances together. And I'm scratching my head and thinking, that's what we're talking about in the midst of all the things that are going on in the world, how to get your finances are important. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But, you know, should we be talking about the signs of the times and getting ready and understanding where we're going? And, you know, so I think the pastors in the country really are doing a disservice to their people unless they're really helping them understand where we've been, where we are, where we're going in a dynamic way. So there's lots of biblical scriptures to talk about in the church to get us ready, but we're not talking about them right now, but some are beginning to wake up. Yes.
Troy, we're not talking about the obvious 800,000-pound gorilla in the room because we've made, you know, comedy of it. We didn't want to talk necessarily about the demonic and satanic influences. But Satan is abounding. And, I mean, Satan is reacting. And you've got to know that your enemy is being very proactive and anticipating, you know, these final days. It's not like he doesn't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Satan knows exactly what's going to happen. He just doesn't know when the hammer's going to fall.
Yeah, I mean, the Bible tells us there's going to be an exponential increase in essentially satanic and demonic activity as we move into the end times. And we're now seeing that play out. There's just a gigantic, massive spiritual battle going on behind the scenes between the forces of God and the forces of Satan. And we're seeing that play out here in our politics, in our culture, and everything we're seeing happening now. And so, you know, the Bible tells us to put on the full armor of God, the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, all these different things that the Apostle Paul talked about. And those are key to, achieving victory and essentially winning in the spiritual battles that we're facing. So this book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, you know, teaches you how to do that. Condenses the biblical wisdom and military wisdom into a book that, you know, takes you through with practical steps along the way.
And absolutely key to the armor of God. I mean, they're all key elements to help us be. Most of what is put on in the armor of God is defensive. It's only the sword of the Spirit that is the offensive weapon. But it starts with the belt of truth. I mean, we live in a culture, Colonel, where, you know, the truth is being compromised. It's all relevant. It's okay, your truth, not truth. And of course, we've gone from relevant truth to now it better be whatever, you know, the radical left is saying is the truth, because that's all that counts. So truth has really gotten blurred, hasn't it?
Well, you know, we could spend some hours talking about this, Bill, but the fact of the matter is the media is, you know, on the side of the left. They're owned by, you know, billionaires. The left has got the universities, got the educational system, and they're teaching young people non-truth, and they're buying into it. And so, you know, what Pontius Pilate said to Jesus, what is truth, is echoing throughout the years and right now in the unsettling of America. So we have to understand what truth is. And, you know, the first thing we have to understand is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. So we have to start with Jesus as the truth and go from there.
Troy, the heart of your book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, what is the key takeaway, the most important takeaway that your readers can get from this book?
The key takeaway is we need to get ready. Jesus told us to watch for the signs of his return. Those signs are accelerating and converging like never in history. I mean, you just look at any different field, and it's all apparently happening right now. So Jesus told us to get ready and to do his will. Do his work. I mean, in many senses, this is the most exciting time in history to be a Christian, because we're watching this all happen, and God placed us all here at this time. And, you know, I believe there's going to be millions, if not hundreds of millions of people that are going to turn to the Lord in the months and years ahead. And so God's sort of building his end times army to do the work, to bring in this great harvest of souls. And so this book is actually very encouraging, very inspiring, asking people to sort of join in the work that God is doing here in the last days.
Yes, mea co-labor. David, I agree with Troy's assessment here that it is exciting to be a man and woman of faith, because it affirms all the more that God is alive and well, remains on the throne, and there is a plan, a brilliant plan to give us a future and a hope, he says.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the book is really packed with hope, and I'm full of hope of what is going to be happening. And if you read the back of the book of the Bible, we win. So
yes.
there's no chance of us losing with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but the question is what side, you know, whose side are you on? Are you going to be on the winning side or the losing side, Troy?
Well, you know, as for me and my house, we're going to stand with God on the winning side.
Amen. Well, and will we go in, you know, will we cross over into eternity being blessed because we were a true follower, or are we going to just come, you know, in by the hair on our chinny chin chin? Maybe that's what's before us, David. We'll have to wait and see. Again, we thank you both for the book, The Military Guide to Armageddon. Colonel David Giamono and Troy Anderson, thank you guys. Take care.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-877. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Democrats presented an article of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate on Monday night. A total of 10 House Republicans joined in with Democrats to vote in favor of impeachment. And impeachment is defined as to remove from power. More on yesterday's horrific killing in Indianapolis, Indiana. A teenager whose dad had just yelled at him for leaving the house without permission turned a gun on his family, killing five relatives. The alleged killer, who has not been named by authorities because of his age, was arrested Monday after cops tracked him down to the suburb of Plainfield, Indiana. His younger brother lived to tell authorities what happened. The Senate voted 84-15 to confirm Janet Yellen as the 78th Treasury Secretary on Monday. Yellen is the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary. Previously, she was on the Federal Reserve Board from 2014 to 2018. Born in Brooklyn, New York, Secretary Yellen is estimated to be worth $16 million. This is USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The stand, the fight, your goal. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here and Lou Euler over there, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing okay. And despite the new regime running America, why, I will prevail.
Yes, it's about we the people. And united we stand, and we've got to come back to first principles. Lou, I'm disappointed with the reality of the political process and what it has done. It has ill-served the American people. It has us at each other's throats instead of bringing us together. I'm not sure Joe Biden is going to be able to do that when, in one hand, he talks about unity, and the next hand, he's condemning the 75 million people that voted for Donald Trump. And there's no olive branch that's extended. He could have stepped in and put pressure on the speaker to say, look, forget about this impeachment deal. I mean, that would have gone a long way. Some missed opportunities to do something about unifying the country, don't you think?
I think you're absolutely right. And what we have to do is return to the common sense country that we've been so many years, led by principles of the Constitution, law and order, get the calmness back to the streets. It's a key challenge now, and you're absolutely right. Biden didn't pick up on the opportunity to quash the impeachment thing, etc.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's so ideologically fixed and so misaligned with the extreme left of the party that he just does not have the capacity to really understand and embrace a first principle like that. I mean, he can talk about it. He talks about the Constitution, but there's not a whole lot of depth, you know, to the words. It's the same thing we experienced with Barack Obama, if you recall. Hope and change. I mean, it came in a wonderful and exciting package that thousands of people responded to. But then, you know, that hope and change thing didn't work out so good, pretty much like those job-ready those shovel-ready jobs he promised, right?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, one of the challenges that we've been facing is something unique in our history, and that is getting the media and the truth out, getting the media to focus on reality instead of their own view of how the world works. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a key to the future, so that we can have a conversation that's civil. Mm-hmm. And we can have a conversation that's accurate about the direction of the nation. And so what we're trying to do is rebuild the trust in the basic functions of government, right-sizing of government, and allocation of functions at all levels of government that is appropriate, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So that's the challenge that we're facing.
Yeah, Lou, what has to happen in the hearts of men and women, you know, for you know, our constituency, to where you really realize that the truth, you know, the position that you hold in serving we the people is a responsible position and time honored. I mean, when you and I were growing up, we had responsible journalists and media. Yes, were they, you know, to the left? Yes, to the left, but not so ideologically fixed that, you know, they now have participated in this cancel culture and this spirit of invalidation that says, look, if you don't agree with me, then you're of no value to me or to anybody else, and you are therefore canceled, and or as the squad is suggesting, we're ripe for re-education camps.
Yes. You've stated it absolutely accurately that the history of our nation has been a reasonable discussion, competition, obviously, throughout, but we have not had recently the kind of honest debate because the left has just closed up the channels. I mean, look at, for example, the business of Biden and his son and the reports that have come out about the selling of their position, et cetera. There has been no public discussion in the general media about this kind of thing that could be considered by the voters ahead of the election. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing that must stop.
Well, in the fact that here you are post-election, and that continues, whether we're talking, you know, the Clinton Foundation, what the Bidens have done, God only knows what else, but, you know, there is such an incredible amount of, to me, obvious corruption that is taking place within the bureaucracy. I mean, I think that we're fooling ourselves to think that they're going to do anything about it. I mean, we've had investigations and, you know, you get establishment types, and instead of, you know, even giving us some indication that people were wrong, they seem to want to protect the establishment instead of getting down to the nitty gritty, if I can say, of, you know, the truth and a lie and this rank corruption that's taking place. I mean, we all know it. It's just that I guess maybe we're waiting for some young kid to come out of the crowd and say, hey, you know what? The king is naked. He's not wearing any clothes.
No, you've put it perfectly, and that is the real fundamental challenge for change, is open discussion, open debate. The direction that the social media has taken here, which is to censor people's comments and all the rest, narrow the field. Mm-hmm. What they've done to this group called Parler that has sought to open up the breadth of discussion is a real a tragedy. And so we do have to take advantage of our knowledge now of the new media that has arisen and begin to impose the kinds of openness that that these oligarchs who run it are trying to close down for us.
Well, we have a battle ahead of us. We thought we had one going into this election, and it was clear that we underestimated our opposition and the forces behind it. Lindsey Graham warned us, and he said quite clearly during the Kavanaugh hearings that their lust for power was obvious, and he said, I hope you don't get it. Well, guess what? They got it. And, we'll see. We'll see if... if it's going to be painful enough to where even those that participated, I believe, in this fraud, that they will, change their ways and be on the side of first principles and the Constitution. Because this is what this Democratic Republic is all about. And if we're going to have a future, Lou, anything that resembles what we knew before, then it's got to happen sooner. It can't happen later. If it happens later, they're going to be further entrenched. And this is why some like Rush Limbaugh are saying, look at the fix is forever in. You know, progressives never give up ground easily. And we're going to have to fight hard. And I could only hope that we could reason together, but we're fighting a formidable foe here.
No, you're absolutely right, and I hope that for a change, the new U.S. Supreme Court will have the guts to stand up as they should have during this discussion and redirected the nation. And so we have to have these institutions right at the gate, ready to restore order. You bet.
Absolutely. Well, I hope so with you, Lou, on that. But heretofore, the institutions, maybe because you could blame it on their dislike for Trump or whatever, however way you want to put it. But again, if you disregard first principles, if you disregard the Constitution of the United States, then you kowtow. You really don't stand on principle anymore. You're just going along with the mob.
Yeah. You're right. As usual, Bill has zeroed in on exactly where America should be. You bet.
We will continue to fight on. Lou Euler, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. You take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Yeah. now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, it's in that spirit that I'm going to share with you a goodbye note from Clint Eastwood. I'm going to edit. I'll tell you a little bit of it because, but, you know, it's in Clint Eastwood's words, okay? And I want to bring Samantha Mao on. She's the good news girl, so she needs to listen to this as well. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing terrific. I'm looking forward to hearing your latest reports, but I thought I'd add this at the beginning, if it's okay, from Clint Eastwood. He says, titled My Twilight Years at 90. He says, if you realize each day is a gift, you may be near my age. As I enjoy my twilight years, I'm often struck by the inevitability that the party must end. There will come a clear, cold morning when there isn't any more. No more hugs, no more special moments to celebrate together, no more phone calls, just to chat. It seems to me that one of the important things to do before that morning comes is to let every one of your family and friends know that you care for them by finding simple ways to let them know your heartfelt beliefs and the guiding principles of your life so they can always say, he was my friend and I know where he stood. So just in case I'm gone tomorrow, please know this. I voted against Biden, that incompetent, lying, and he goes on to describe Biden in his own inimitable, charming way, because you always know where Clint Eastwood stands. He goes on to say in the White House, he spent 8 years in the White House trying to destroy our wonderful country and turn it into a Muslim-loving socialist crap hole like where he came from. And I don't mean Hawaii. Participating in a gun buying back program because you think criminals have too many guns is like having yourself castrated because you think your neighbors have too many kids. Regards, Clint. I'll let the other people, because he gets in there. When he talks about knowing where he stands, he's pretty colorful, and I did share with you an additional sentence there that I wasn't going to necessarily, but hey, look, it's the charm of a 90-year-old Clint Eastwood, and maybe after living 90 years, we should take note and listen and draw from decades of experience from the man, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I always kind of like that about Clint Eastwood. Like, people can love him, or
hate him, but he's going to be who he is. And you have to respect that about somebody, especially when his opinion's not the popular one in the circles that he runs in. So
exactly. Well, you know, I'm sure that even in the circles that he comes across at times, you know, you have to respect people who stand for their principles. You know, he's not going to be mealy mouthed. He's not going to go along to get along. He's not going to conform with the status quo of the Hollywood elite. Of course, he's not hanging around there. I think that's probably why he spends so much time in beautiful Carmel, California, and you can't blame him. Hey, let's talk about this principal who takes up a second job at Walmart to help low-income students. I mean, this is a principal of a school? What happened here?
Principal Henry Darby. He's down in Charleston. He's the principal of North Charleston High School, where 90% of the students come from low-income families. You know, they're dealing with a lot of different things, especially in today's economy. I'm sure it's even tougher than usual this year. Mm-hmm. And so Principal Darby, being the man he is, decides to pay it forward because when he was growing up, his parents died and his church community came together and rallied around him and helped get him through. And he said that he felt, you know, like an obligation to pay it forward. So he took another job at Walmart so he could help the kids that go to his school that are in need of some extra financial help. And so he'd work from like 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. and then get off and go to school, if you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And so what ended up happening is the Charleston community finds out about this. And if anybody's familiar with Charleston is, an unusual kind of city. They're very, you know, they're just a very warm-hearted. When you hear of Charleston, you usually kind of hear of the city coming together and having a really rallying spirit. Mm-hmm. And as of right now, the community has raised $50,000 to help those students, which I just think, isn't that amazing? I love when people kind of, they pay it forward and they inspire each other, and it's just, it's that ripple effect.
Exactly. That, without a doubt. And Epic Times had reported on a random act of flowers. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
This is so cool. It's an organization that is delivering unsolicited flowers, kindness, and a dose of joy. Now, you imagine what a bouquet of flowers, I'd probably say even one flower could mean for somebody who is lonely, especially in these COVID times that we're dealing with. And this organization has put together an effort that it's just a beautiful story. And again, it reminds me, just like your story, Sam, that you share with us all the time, that there are a lot of good people out there.
Oh, yeah. There are so many more good people than most people realize. And I think that's why, this time we have together each week is important, because it kind of brings you back down. And because, you know, so much of the news that we hear is bad news because that's what is relevant. And we're trying to know what's going on, and you want to know so you can make a difference and be aware of what's going on. But it's good news. It's what makes life worth living, and kind of, it definitely inspires me when I hear these different stories. It inspires me to go out.
Exactly.
And hopefully make a difference myself.
Well, you can't help but be influenced. I mean, if you're going to be influenced by anything, would you much rather be influenced by people who are giving flowers that are unsolicited out there, an act of kindness, or like this principal? Or would you much rather be influenced by people out in Portland and Seattle that are burning down buildings?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, everybody thinks they're making a difference. You know, if you want to make a difference like that, I think you make a better difference like this. And that's who I'd rather be.
Well, you're talking really in life, you're either building or destroying. It's either life or death. It really is. It comes down to that. So whatever it is that you do, are you adding to life or are you taking away? Maybe that's the question you need to ask yourself. Like this woman who won a $60 million lottery, $60 million, and she got the winning numbers from her husband's dream. Boy, I guess the NSA missed that one. They didn't catch that one. There's certain things they can't cover, right?
That's right. So this is up in Canada. Ding Prabhatatam, she's 57 years old, and 20 years ago, her husband had a dream about a certain set of lottery numbers, and they have been playing those lottery numbers for 20 years. And you know, she actually lost her. She, her and her family had immigrated from Laos when she was in the 80s. Her and her husband have been working really hard. Like I said, she lost her job in this past year because of the pandemic. You know, in December, she decides, I'm going to take a run to the bank and pay some bills. And her husband's waiting out in the car, and he checks those numbers, as they've done for 20 years since his dream. Yeah. And that dream finally paid off.
Wow.
Can you imagine, you know, when you're going through that? And I'm just so thankful they didn't miss the lottery this one time. You know how you can't buy a ticket every time to play those numbers for that long.
Right, exactly. Wow.
I would listen to his dreams from now on. Anything he dreamed about, I'd be taking notes to make sure that I listened to his advice.
I think he's going to have neighbors going to be listening through the walls there and trying to hear what's coming out of his dreams here. This next one, hey, tell us about the COVID bandit, huh? He's a generous bandit.
Yes, a COVID bandit, a bandit that it's kind of like the Robin Hood in a sense that he gives back to the people who need it the most. This is at Notch Top Bakery and Cafe in Colorado. And so this COVID bandit who wishes to remain anonymous, this is the only name he's giving us. I guess he's a regular at this cafe. And he goes in last week and he does something that a lot of people I've noticed have been doing during this pandemic. And he decides to leave a really generous tip. But his tip is more generous than, I would say, most any tips out there. He ends up asking his waitress how many people that are working in the restaurant that day, which I love because he's making sure he looks out for everybody. And she tells him 7 people, so he leaves $1,400, $200 apiece. And, you know, we get a big old group picture. You can't see everybody's smile, but they're behind the mask. And I think $200 when you're trying to make ends meet, it's a big deal.
Yeah. No, that's a blessing. Yeah, that's a total blessing. That is awesome. Now, this next story is you got a missing teen who builds a snow cave to survive until rescuers arrived. I mean, that's what you call keeping your wits about you, right?
Oh, absolutely. So this teen, he's just 17 years old. He was going snowmobiling, according to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. This is back up in Canada, too. And he ends up getting reported missing when his group of friends realize he hasn't returned after they were out and about. And what makes this really amazing is he actually knew what to do. So he takes his snowmobile and he parks it out in a wide area. And he goes and finds some trees right nearby, and he digs himself a little foxhole. And so several hours later, they find him in this foxhole perfectly healthy. And, you know, I'm sure it was cold and it was freezing, but fortunately,
he was alive.
That's right. He was alive. He was okay. I would not know to dig a hole into this. That would not be my instinct. I feel like I would just keep riding around on the snowmobile because, you know, I feel like most people would frantically try to get out of there. So this is something that kind of reminds us, you know, maybe to get a little wilderness training. We all kind of rely on our phones a lot, and we kind of assume that's going to be there when we need it, and it's not. And thank God for this teen. He knew what to do.
Well, we've got the final story, a Girl Scout. We only got about 40 seconds left. What a heck of a cookie sales pitch, man. I'd have bought everything she had.
Oh, yes. So, Allie, the Girl Scout, is she's going around leaving she's gone viral for leaving her sales pitch on doorbell video cameras and telling people that they could choose the cookies based on the color of the box. And if you haven't had the chance to see the pitch, I highly suggest you see it. She's going to be the saleswoman of the year. I just know it.
It's hysterical, ladies and gentlemen. And you can check it out for yourself at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com. Click on it. We've got so many other videos to share with you as well. And you can share them with your friends and neighbors. And, hey, let's put a smile on your face, okay? Why not? Samantha Mao, she's the good news girl. Thank you, Sam. Take care.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bond Connor recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Any